answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
There's free speech and then there's hate speech. And there is no place, especially now, especially after what happened to Charlie, in our society.
Do you see more law enforcement going after these groups who are using hate speech and putting cuffs on people so we show them that some action is better than no action?
We will absolutely target you, go after you, if you are targeting anyone with hate speech, anything. And that's across the aisle.
Those are the words of Attorney General Pam Bondi. While I support her idea, I'm troubled by the words and what she's intending to do. Now, I know this is going to be a very delicate balancing act on this very issue. I'd mentioned in a commentary that ran today that we're on the knife's edge on free speech at this point. I consider hate speech wrong, but is it a violation of free speech? I consider burning the U.S. flag wrong, but it is it a violation of free speech? This is not easily resolved for some, and maybe never for others, but I got to tell you, last night, a friend invited me over to watch the movie October 8. October 8 is focusing on the rise of anti-Semitism, especially on college campuses, pardon me, and across our nation after the October 7 Hamas attack on Israel. And I'm sitting there watching and hearing this vile hate coming from those proclaiming that they are for just a free state and not wanting genocide, when in fact, that's what they do want. They want to wipe out the Jews. And I have to tell you, I'm sitting there battling inside myself. Basically tell myself, sit here, listen, make sure you understand. I already understood. It's just trying to calm the voice inside of me that wanted to yell back. And yells sometimes are then followed by stones, and then sometimes by bullets. We're going to try to work our way through this today. It is not going to be easy. Thanks for joining us. This is our number one, Larry Connors USA, September 16, 2025. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. How do you do it? You go to Newstalk STL, Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. Larry Connors USA, Rumble, Facebook. And reminding you, after each broadcast, they are put up as a podcast, so you can pull them up, watch and listen at a later time. If you can't completely stay with us now, that's the way to go. Podcast at Newstalk STL under Larry Connors USA. Or go to LarryConnorsUSA.com or Larry Connors USA Facebook. Or search any podcast outlet for Larry Connors USA. You will get the program. In our next hour, FBI Director Kash Patel under fire in a congressional hearing. And part of it has to do with how he's done his job so far, but also what he did when he first came in and some of his remarks. And in particular, Illinois Senator Dick Durbin is targeting him. That's coming up in our next hour. There has been activity over in the Middle East overnight. This report from CNN.
Breaking news out of Gaza. Israeli officials telling CNN that Israel has launched its ground incursion into Gaza City. The Israel Defense Forces calling on residents to evacuate, quote, the combat zone, saying it is destroying Hamas infrastructure. The sources say the operation is going to be phased and gradual at the beginning. The ground incursion was supposed to proceed only after the Israeli military forced the complete evacuation of the densely populated urban area. But so far, only a fraction of the population has actually left the city. Meanwhile, the Israeli defense minister posting this on social media today, saying in part, Gaza is burning.
The word had gone out from Israel to the citizens in Gaza, leave and evacuate. Unfortunately, many can't. They are held hostage by Hamas. And there's a reason for that. Hamas wants them there as collateral damage. And already pictures are coming out of young children that supposedly were maimed or hurt by some of the attacks Israel is carrying out as it tries to clear Hamas out of Gaza. There are photographs of some what appear to be bodies wrapped in blankets, small blankets, you would assume to be a child. I'm going to be honest with you something on this point. I don't know if what's inside that blanket is even a child. And you don't either. But I have no doubt there are innocents that are suffering as this move takes place. Israel has reached a point where it says we cannot continue. So they had heavy IDF bombardment. At the house last night where we were watching the October 8 event, it's a young man there who has home on leave. He is in the IDF forces now, currently on not active duty, not inactive duty, but to reserve duty. That's what the phrase I was watching. To find. And we didn't discuss what was going to be taking place today that much. We were focused primarily on the October 8 documentary. So the attack is underway, and Secretary Rubio has been involved in trying to set things in motion to keep it at a minimum.
U.S. Secretary of State meeting in Doha now, after meeting with Israeli Prime Minister in Israel on Monday. Sources tell CNN Marco Rubio told Benjamin Netanyahu that Israel has the full support of the U.S. for the assault on Gaza City, but stressed the operation should move quickly.
I think we have a very short window of time in which a deal could happen. We don't have months anymore. And we probably have days and maybe a few weeks. So it's a key moment, an important moment.
All this as an independent United Nations commission concludes that Israel is committing genocide against Palestinians in Gaza.
And again, there are victims, innocent victims, but Israel is not carrying out genocide. If Israel wanted genocide, it would drop one or two weapons, and that would wipe out everything. That's not the intent. Now, across the nation, several have been fired or suspended or threatened with such at their place of employment because they were celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk. In my opinion, what they did is abhorrent. But where is the line? Free speech, hate speech. Attorney General Bondi with some examples.
A school board member right here in Virginia had to resign because she said horrible things about Charlie Kirk and that he deserved to die. That's horrific. It's free speech, but you shouldn't be employed anywhere if you're going to say that. And employers, you have an obligation to get rid of people. You need to look at people who are saying horrible things, and they shouldn't be working with you. Businesses cannot discriminate. If you want to go in and print posters with Charlie's pictures on them for a vigil, you have to let them do that. We can prosecute you for that. I have Harmeet Dhillon right now in our civil rights unit looking at that immediately, that Office Depot had done that. We're looking at that.
Is that a violation of free speech? If that's what you want printed and the company will or will not agree with you. Office Depot in this case. And then Attorney General Bondi, in a podcast interview she was doing, goes farther.
There's free speech and then there's hate speech. And there is no place, especially now, especially after what happened to Charlie, in our society.
Do you see more law enforcement going after these groups who are using hate speech and putting cuffs on people so we show them that some action is better than no action?
We will absolutely target you, go after you, if you are targeting anyone with hate speech, anything. And that's across the aisle.
We will go after you. We will target you if you are targeting anyone with hate speech. Now, hate speech is not an act beyond using words. Maybe pictures and images, if that's what you choose to put on a poster. I can't stress to you enough how delicate this area is. And we need to be aware of boundaries. But I will also give you a reaction from the Federalists and some of the things they're pointing out. And one of my favorite authors with them is John Daniel Davidson. And his opinion, there can be no peace or unity with a violent, unrepentant left. Now, that is true. The left is not acknowledging any misstep on their part. I know I'm not the only conservative admitting we must be careful without stepping over the line. But I don't see anyone on the left suggesting the same. They want to make it another battleground. And John Daniel adds, enough with the false, lazy rhetoric blaming both sides for political violence in the wake of Charlie Kirk's murder. Another writer adding, generic condemnations of political violence won't stop the left from escalating it. I agree. Another one adding, getting fired for celebrating Kirk's assassination is not cancel culture, it is accountability. And that's up to the employer, and of course they will be fought probably by the employee in a courtroom. I don't like it. I detest being in this swamp of mud and blood and memories of Charlie Kirk and memories of others who have gone before him for fighting for this country and free speech. I cannot speak for Charlie Kirk. I would not dare do so as to what he would think of this current situation. The fallout with his assassination. And yet I completely champion the statements by those who say we want accountability and we want to put a stop to this. But how do you do it without infringing upon the First Amendment? Bondi again.
You will face some severe consequences if you come after someone and you target someone for their political views or for any reason at all.
Do you think Charlie was assassinated because our country can't handle free speech or because one type of speech is seen as obscene by another political party?
Well, in this case, it was clearly obscene by a political party, an opposing view. Sure, but it doesn't matter. You can't have that hate speech in the world in which we live.
We can't have it, and yet we do have it. I'm not looking to make any excuses for the left. I'm not making any excuses for those who want to use hate speech, for those to celebrate the murder of another human being simply because you didn't like what they had to say. It is an attack upon you and your values, but it is not an attack upon you directly and your family. However, I will agree that could be the first step to the next attack. Connecticut Democrat Senator Blumenthal.
The really menacing and malevolent language, the overheated rhetoric that we see coming from some leaders today smacks of a political witch hunt and persecution designed to intimidate and suppress speech. So I am really deeply alarmed by the trend of some of these comments. And in the law, there's a clear distinction between the speech that is designed to incite violence, which can be contained, but other speech is permitted, and the broad, expansive view of speech is important.
And Senator Blumenthal suggesting, even by the fact you're raising this and you're challenging it, you are persecuting others. And yes, some of Pam Bondi's remarks could be interpreted that way. Make no mistake about it. I'm not trying to do both sides-ism. I'm trying to simply be fair and direct. And I don't like the fact that I've got to almost, not quite, but almost look as if I'm defending the left, because I am not. I also cannot defend the fact that because you say something hateful, we will go out and arrest you. A Democrat running to be the top law enforcement official in the state of Ohio made some remarks after Charlie Kirk's assassination. This is Elliot Foran, the Ohio Democrat candidate for attorney general. He posted, "Charlie Kirk was a champion of tyranny, not democracy. We should not pretend otherwise," and then added, "F Charlie Kirk." Well, there you have a leftist, a Democrat member calling out again for hot, vile hate and basically F you. The current attorney general says that no public servant should say that about any human being, much less someone who's been assassinated. He is a Republican. Could I just say he's another human? No, I've got to put that label on him, because you need to know. I want you to hear from J.D. Vance and what he had to say as he filled in on Charlie Kirk's show yesterday. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. 4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. It's snooping on the door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. It's snooping on the door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The country of 330 million people, you can, of course, find one person of a given political persuasion justifying this or that or almost anything. But the data is clear. People on the left are much likelier to defend and celebrate political violence. This is not a both sides problem. If both sides have a problem, one side has a much bigger and malignant problem, and that is the truth we must be told. That problem has terrible consequences. The leader of our party, Donald J. Trump, escaped an assassin's bullet by less than an inch. Our House Majority Leader, Stephen Scalise, came within seconds of death by an assassin himself. And now, the most influential conservative activist in generations, our friend Charlie, has been murdered. This violence, it doesn't come from nowhere.
Those are the words of Vice President J.D. Vance as he was filling in on the Charlie Kirk Show yesterday, radio show. And he added other comments, too, which we'll get to in a moment. But let's take a moment to break down some of what he said. This violence doesn't come from nowhere. Obviously, it's fomented, it's hatched, it's created, it's incubated, and then it's spread like manure upon grass. And in the midst of the grass, there will be many weeds that will also benefit from the fresh spread of manure, and they will grow and choking out what you really want. This nation is under attack in a different way than we've ever been before. And we saw it going back after October 7 of what happened in Israel, and then what we saw with the rise of anti-Semitism upon our college campuses. That's the benefit, that is the focus of this October 8 film I told you I was watching last night at a friend's home. And it reminded me because they replayed some cuts of Ivy League professors, supposedly highly intellectual. They could not define what is wrong or if there's anything wrong with anti-Semitism. They didn't want to call it out. If you substituted anti-black, they would be pounding the gavel. We cannot have that here at this university. One of those featured last night in this October 8 video I was watching, if you haven't seen it, I strongly encourage you to do so. They're very good talking points that you can leave with. And there will be those who are all about anti-Semitism that will also, quote, enjoy what they see. I want to begin by restating something I've said previously. I'm using the term anti-Semitism now because that's the way it's portrayed in the movie and that's the way it's portrayed in the remarks of others right now. But make no mistake about it, the words are Jew hater. That's what it is, a Jew hater. And there's a young woman in there that is a victim in so many ways. She is not white. She's black. She is a Jew. And suddenly she can't be endorsed by those supporting women, can't be endorsed by those who maybe would support her otherwise, and she's being condemned as well. And the genocide that took place and the rape and murder of women during the October 7 event and since cannot be ignored, and yet the UN Commission on Women basically ignores it because the women are Jews. We would expect that to be happening in other parts of the world, but it's happening right here. And J.D. Vance points out how some of all this movement gets started and reignites.
Any political movement, violent or not violent, is a collection of forces. It's like a pyramid that stacks on top, one support on top of the other. That pyramid's got a foundation of donors, of activists, of journalists, now of social media influencers, and of course of politicians. Not every member of that pyramid would commit a murder. In fact, over 99%, I'm sure, would not. But by celebrating that murder, apologizing for it, and emphasizing not Charlie's innocence, but the fact that he said things some didn't like, even to the point of lying about what he actually said, many of these people are creating an environment where things like this are inevitably going to happen.
This is as surely going to happen as if you drop a match near gasoline. You throw it right in the middle of the gasoline, it might not ignite, it might snuff itself out, but if you catch the fumes around the edge, you've got an instantaneous fire and explosion. The haters are better at hating than we are at loving. And they play the game better of hate than we, quote, play the game of love. And it's easier to destroy love than it is hate. Once again, J.D. Vance.
A couple of months ago, I headlined a fundraiser in Southern California. And since, you know, we'd be out there anyways, my wife and I decided to take our kids to Disneyland one weekend. We had fun, and to be clear, most of the guests said very nice things, or they just left us alone. But there was a loud and very cool minority that would shout at my children, who were 8, 5, and 3, whenever they got the opportunity. You should disown your dad, you little sh-. One middle-aged woman yelled at my 5-year-old. Tell the Secret Service to protect the Constitution, not your father, screamed another. Are these women violent? Probably not. Are they deranged? Certainly. And while our side of the aisle certainly has its crazies, it is a statistical fact that most of the lunatics in American politics today are proud members of the far left. After Charlie died, one of his friends and one of our senior White House staffers had left-leaning operatives in his neighborhood passing out leaflets telling people what he looked like and where he lived, encouraging neighbors to harass him or, God forbid, to do worse. While he was mourning his dead friend, he and his wife had to worry about the political terrorists drawing a big target on the home he shares with his young children. Are these people violent? I hope not. But are they guilty of encouraging violence? You damn well better believe it.
And if they're going to do that, if they're going to openly shout at his children, there's nothing they will not do. Once again, a comment from J.D. Vance.
We can thank God that most Democrats don't share these attitudes, and I do, while acknowledging that something has gone very wrong with a lunatic fringe, a minority, but a growing and powerful minority on the far left. There is no unity with people who scream at children over their parents' politics. There is no unity with someone who lies about what Charlie Kirk said in order to excuse his murder. There is no unity with someone who harasses an innocent family the day after the father of that family lost a dear friend. There is no unity with the people who celebrate Charlie Kirk's assassination. And there is no unity with the people who fund these articles, who pay the salaries of these terrorist sympathizers, who argue that Charlie Kirk, a loving husband and father, deserved a shot to the neck because he spoke words with which they disagree. Did you know?
They disagreed and they decided he has to silence that voice. How many people do you disagree with? How many people around you have said things that you disagree with what they're saying? Maybe you exchange words with them. Maybe you walk away. You're not going to be friends with them. That's fine. But do you really want to see them murdered, assassinated over words? There's a reporter with WICS ABC News Channel 20 in Illinois, Benay Ray Harmony. She's resigned from her job because she got suspended for paying a nonpartisan tribute to Charlie Kirk following his assassination. She identified Kirk as her former mentor in her tribute to him, holding back tears. She said, "Lean on your neighbors. Speak up for what you believe in. I don't care what it is." She later resigned after being suspended. She said, "Effective immediately, I resigned because I got suspended for airing a nonpartisan tribute to Charlie Kirk." Where is the left calling out for "that's not fair to her"? No, you're not going to hear that. What you are going to hear, MSNBC trying to target Trump again when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
There's no place to hide down here. No place to hide down here. Went to the rock, got on my knees. I heard the angels weep for me. No place to hide down here.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
President Trump ramped up his rhetoric against what he calls the radical left yesterday when he was asked if the alleged shooter worked alone.
I don't know. I mean, I can tell you he didn't work alone on the internet because it seems that he became radicalized on the internet. That's just by watching what same things that you're watching and hearing. It looks like he became radicalized over the internet. And it seems like his wonderful parents brought in a wonderful neighborhood, smart guy, great boards, great marks, great student. And then he something happened to him over a fairly short period of time. It looks like he was radicalized over the internet, and it's radicalized on the left. He's a left. I have a lot of problems with the left, and they get protected, and they shouldn't be protected.
They shouldn't be protected, and who he's talking about is not very clear. You can make an assumption that those who would kill should not be protected. Those who preach hate, unfortunately, should be protected by a First Amendment. We don't like it, but that's our First Amendment. And it's reaching beyond just a discussion, is reaching into areas of darkness that we've never been before, because we just wanted to take it for granted that freedom of speech shines a light on everything and everything's acceptable. But when it's the detestable, the vile, the slanderous, the one that comes after you or what you believe in, you want to shut it down. I do too. I'm with you on that. Where do we find an answer? Well, based upon the free speech issue, you find it in the Constitution. Be it online or in person, or mobs in the streets shouting hateful things, as long as there's no violence attached to it, it has to be acceptable. I don't want to accept it, but if you're going to be basing your freedom upon our Constitution, you will have to. And this has just happened today. The Federal Communications Commission chair is Brendan Carr. The FCC has 5 members. 2 Democrats, 2 Republicans. The chair is always selected by the party in power. President Trump selected Brendan Carr to be the chair of the FCC. And there's a rift going on that will probably widen. Because we have a conservative firestorm right now over free speech, online or otherwise, or on the media, on the radio, on the TV. Brendan Carr told Politico, "I think you can draw a pretty clear line, and the Supreme Court has done this for decades, that our First Amendment, our free speech tradition, protects almost all speech." He points out that and posted that inciting violence are potentially unprotected by the First Amendment. but added that it is, quote, a relatively small category of speech. And there are, quote, existing laws on the books that deal with that. Social media platforms are under a lot of pressure, as Politico points out, from Republicans to crack down on online speech and other content related, glorifying Kirk's killing. And they point out, and Politico is a right-leaning publication, and Brendan Carr, personally selected by Trump, an ally of Trump, prior to these words, what happens after this, we will see. But they say his restraint is notable amid widespread anger surging among Republicans about the state of online discourse. Questions swirling around what safeguards should be in place as graphic video of the shooting made the rounds. A graphic video, I saw it, maybe many of you did. It's still out there. I could, quote, say I looked at it for journalistic reasons, not voyeurism, but does that not play a part in it as well? Carr has shown, according to the Politico article, a taste for pushing the boundaries of the FCC direction, suggesting he remains more concerned about the prospect of government censorship online, going back to prior debates about COVID-19 disinformation and concerns raised by Democrats about hate speech. The snake is eating its tail. And we had a lot, as he points out, a lot of social media companies have embraced or re-embraced the idea of free speech online. And he adds that I think Elon Musk getting X, Twitter, had a lot to do with it, which I certainly agree with. And only then did we see Zuckerberg and Facebook join him. But I have no doubt some of my Facebook reactions are being throttled back. Now, I've been sitting at the same number of viewers for 3.5 years. There's just no way. Now, I'll probably lose 20,000 tomorrow. So, yeah, that'll prove you up. Yeah, okay, we'll fix it. I'm not interested in the numbers. I'm just looking at the controls and who is pulling the strings on it. And I'm not talking about just Larry Connors USA and his potential to reach audiences or not. I'm talking about it for you as well, or any group that you support that others would not even dignify by stating their name. You heard earlier Pam Bondi said, there's free speech and there's hate speech. She's the attorney general. But I still have to say, there is free speech and hate speech is part of it, if you're going to have free speech. Stephen Miller of the White House staff, trying to take a hard line.
We are going to channel all of the anger that we have over the organized campaign that led to this assassination to uproot and dismantle these terrorist networks. The organized doxing campaigns, the organized riots, the organized street violence, the organized campaigns of dehumanization, vilification, posting people's addresses, combining that with messaging that's designed to trigger and incite violence, and the actual organized cells that carry out and facilitate the violence, it is a vast domestic terror movement. And with God as my witness, we are going to use every resource we have at the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and throughout this government to identify, disrupt, dismantle, and destroy these networks and make America safe again for the American people. It will happen, and we will do it in Charlie's name.
We will do it in Charlie's name. Now, we We want to make sure that we hold our amendment, our Constitution, closer than ever. But when you do, it might have parts in there that might hurt you or someone you consider friend more than foe. We often say that our Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, should be free of politics. And yet, we know they all carry baggage with them when they come in. And if they're nominated by a Republican or a Democrat, likely the baggage is going to contain more of that president's beliefs. But they don't always adhere to it. And we've seen that with this court. What we are losing in the midst of this debate going back and forth is a young man was cut down in the prime of his life, leaving a widow and two children for what crime? If he'd been killed in a car wreck, he still would be dead, but you would not have all this around it, would you? If he'd been mugged on the street, maybe they would have tied it to his Charlie Kirk's mission and faith, maybe not. But we know on that particular day, the other day, when he's at Turning Point USA rally, and he's speaking of God's love and basically trying to get students to be engaged and learn, he was cut down. Because the shooter, according to everything that's been said about him by friends, even his live-in romance, he hated Charlie Kirk. And where's the disconnect that he hated him so much that he had to kill him? Was he looking to become a martyr for the left? If that's the way you're going to view him, I will have to go back to what I was reading for you earlier from John Daniel Davidson of The Federalist. If the left is unrepentant, you can't find anything in common. The legendary Robert Redford is dead. He leaves us with so many memories. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Tell me what the goddamn story is, because that's what counts. And I think, without maybe knowing it at the time, I respond to that, the value of story, so that later on in my life and my career, I placed huge importance on the value of story, so that, for example, if I'm going to do something and now it'll be broken into three parts, what's the story? Who are the characters that embody the story? And more importantly, where's the emotion? You know, if you can get all three pulled together, then you got something to work with. But for me, without story, there's nothing.
The words of Robert Redford. He was passed away. You probably have some favorite movies he was in that you flash back to. All the President's Men. Obviously, Butch Cassidy, The Sundance Kid. The Sting, which he did with Paul Newman. And you also have the ones he did with Barbara Streisand, in particular, the Way We Were. He directed numerous movies as well, and that became a turning point in his career. Ordinary People, Quiz Show, A River Runs Through It. And he later founded the Sundance Institute. He was a staunch environmentalist. That is not the same as saying a green altar god belief. But he wanted to protect our environment, and he championed those causes. He obviously was a Hollywood icon, a visionary, and certainly got the attention of ladies. Extremely handsome, ruggedly handsome. Now dead at age 89. What movie stands out for you that you remember him far more than ever? When he was 27 years old, he turned down a part for a TV show, which I think was probably a good idea. Remember, I pledge one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field, so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help. On Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. Tom Shaw Realtors has been helping sell, buy, lease property all over Missouri for almost 100 years. Call him, 636-532-1922, or visit ShawRealtors.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check VincentsJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Question, are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai. PRIglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545. 636-689-0545. Or visit PRIglobal.ai. PRIglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.